You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network.
Ah, 32 ounces of Starbucks coffee to start the day. Life is good. W8RCY, good morning.
You're connected to CNN Network.
K8RUH.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, I'm tired this morning. I've got meetings. Oh.
The thought of meetings makes me tired, too. as I sit here in seventh heaven with 24 ounces of Starbucks. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Sean. W8RCY.
I don't know if I understand what, I don't understand what that means. 24 hours of Starbucks? You'll have to explain when it comes back around. Anyhow, it's supposed to be nice out, but it looks like we're going to have some rain.
Yep. Yeah, I think he said ounces, not hours, I think. But yeah, it's, man, 67 degrees, another beautiful morning. I'll take some more of these. This isn't so bad.
Most of the rain is going to be tracking to the north of us. We might see a little sprinkle here and there. Ding, ding, ding. Chicken dinner winner for Anthony. I did say ounces. Yes, 24 ounces of seventh heaven to wake me up this morning. And that's about it going on this end. Sean, over to you.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. That's why I asked for clarification. Like, what the hell is 24 hours? What the hell is 24 hours of Starbucks mean? All right. So I had peanut butter in my ears. Oh, man. I got to wake up. I'm going to have to go to Starbucks. I'm at 13 in DeQuinter right now. I'm going to stop at the one at 16 in DeQuinter because the sooner I can get caffeine going in my system, the better.
You know, they have construction on 11 Mile again right off the expressway. So I took a little, there's a cut-through street to get to 12 Mile. And I got to that corner of 12 and DeQuinter and got next to that site that they're putting that sheets in. Wow, that's going to be a big one, I think. That's going to be bigger than some of the other sheets. That looks like a lot of land that they're turning over. And it will be interesting to see what they do with that car dealership, if they are holding out or they sold or what happens with it.
That cut-through street, keep it a secret. Don't tell anybody what it is or where it is. The sheets there, 12 and DeQuinter, yeah, that's going to be huge. I mean, I kind of stopped and pulled into the old where the Farmer Jack's lot is, and I walked a little bit south towards 12 Mile to take a closer look. I didn't go to the used car dealership there, but he's going to get swallowed up. He's going to get swallowed up, no way about it. And I forgot to mention to Sean, I talked to the construction people at Crave over the weekend when I was in the neighborhood a couple times, and they said we're looking at probably just after the first of the month for it to open. But they're just the construction guys, and that's like their target date.
Yeah, I saw him there the other day working. I was going to swing in and ask the same thing, but I didn't. But it looks like they're moving pretty good. Looking forward to that one. I'm hoping it's as good as I anticipate. It'd be nice to have a decent restaurant right around here. I'm still ticked off they got rid of that little Greek place, Parthenon, in the basement or in the first floor of that medical professional building by the hospital. I like that guy. He made the best gyro.
Morning, Dakota. I'm about to pump gas, gentlemen, so I will be out for a round or two. Go to Dakota, and then over to Donald, and then Sean.
Dakota, where'd you go?
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing. I don't know what's going on with my repeater, so I'm on Richmond.
We got you now. Go ahead, and I'll jump in after you.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I just jumped in the truck, got my monitor, and on my way into the office. I don't know where we're at in this round table, but I figured I'd say hello and jump in. I don't know who's next, go ahead.
Currently, it's Anthony, you, myself, and then Sean. Yeah, that little Greek restaurant in that professional building was there And I've been there, I mean, I've been here 12 years in my senior campus, and I remember that place back then, and I did order conies from there a few times once I moved here, and they actually have their own delivery service. It's not a DoorDash or anything like that. And, yeah, they were good, and unfortunately, they closed because of the COVID thing, I guess, mainly. But that was a definite good coney place here in the area, no doubt about it. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever had their conies. I used to go there for the Euro. I got a few other things there as well. I knew some of the wait staff and the guy that owned it. And it used to be in Universal Mall. It used to have a little Euro place in the mall. And then when that got tore down, he got that place. So he goes way back. He was, like I said, best Euros in town. I've tried to find a good one since then, but not having any luck. But I don't get them that often, so it's not like I'm on this major quest. I had a really good coney yesterday right by my work. It was a damn good coney. I got a coney and a Chicago dog. They butchered the Chicago dog. It was terrible. But the conies were good. They were righteous. Anthony, if you're back, otherwise Dakota. Dakota, what do you mean you can barely hear your repeater? That's troubling.
Morning, Jerry. Can't hear my repeater at all. It's not transmitting, so I don't know what's going on. And yeah, you can't mess up a Chicago dog. It's the world's best hot dog.
Jerry, we'll let you jump in between Dakota and me. And I'm sorry I didn't catch your call sign. This is WARCY. Go ahead, Jerry, and I'll jump in.
Okay, very good. Good morning. Yeah, I've got two sheets locations either side of the airport, and they have a pretty vast menu. I'd like to order their subs or the quesadilla. That thing's pretty neat. Get in a steak and most of the times when I got one, by the time they wrapped, it was about the size of a beer can. And it would take me at least a day or two, maybe 2 days to eat all of it. So, it's pretty good food. They have, beer, if you need beer and stuff. They cut their beer sales off at, 1:45 a.m., so they kind of honor bar time, or I guess that's probably state legal or something or another. Anyway, go ahead.
I've had very little experience with sheets so far, even though I have one at my girlfriend's location out there at 23 Mile and I-94. I've walked through it a couple times. I used their facilities once, but I've yet to try their gas. My girlfriend still goes across the street to Speedway for her gas for her company vehicle. But, yeah, I haven't tried the food or anything yet. The assortment is big, and it's huge. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But I've also been to Bucky's down in Tennessee and Kentucky area, and kind of liking them just a little bit more. But then again, I haven't really tried the food that much with them. But, yeah, they're popping up everywhere. We're going to have a few of them within a few miles. I mean, probably under 5 miles. I wouldn't even see the one on Van Dyke. It's 5 miles away from where I live. But, yeah, we'll have one at half a mile away and another one about less than 2 miles away. Sean, go ahead.
K-E-A-R-U-H.
I think Sean stepped out. He might be getting coffee or something for himself. So it would be you, Anthony, Dakota, Jerry, myself, Sean. While I got you on the horn, Anthony, are you aware of a new repeater in your residential area? November 8th, Zulu Victor Zulu, Cross Point Woods, 6.5.
No, but there's somebody that has, a license for, or not a license, but a repeater, and it's like a I think it's like an event repeater, and it just happens to be that that person lives in my neighborhood. I think Sean and I discovered that one day. But I don't know that there's actually a repeater up in my neighborhood. I'm fairly certain there's not.
Okay, real quick, and then I'll head over to Dakota. He popped up on my scanner feed as a new repeater site, and I just looked at it, and he doesn't even have a PL tone on it, but I've got the frequency and everything else. Okay, thank you. Dakota?
Real quick, Donald, message that to me in Discord if you get a chance, and I'll take a look at it. I'm just driving right now, so I couldn't write any of that down, and I certainly won't remember it. But I am, I'm darn close to the office here, so probably won't get back to me before I pull in the driveway here. So I will sign off and catch up with all you guys tomorrow, KE8RUH, and I will see you later.
All right, Anthony, I'll talk to you. We have no sheets near us. They're all south and east. I think the closest one is the one at 94 and 23, which is nowhere near me.
Dennis? Yeah, they put one on Vining Road in Romulus, and then they built this one on Middle Belt, and I asked them at the Vining Road location, I said, why are you putting another one on Middle Belt Road, only about a mile away? And they said, we want to catch the traffic coming out of the airport going east.
Yeah, Dakota mentioned the one there at 23 and 94, and that's in my girlfriend's backyard practically, well, right at the end of the her subdivision that she lives in, and the subdivision I lived in back in between 1981 and 1985 when I first got married, when that subdivision was first built. And I think it was a Texaco station originally. But yeah, these sheets are going to be like Starbucks. You know, there's going to be one on every corner, and it's all about location. The one at 23 and 94 has a speedway across the street from the traffic light, so it's easy in, easy out. But it's on the westbound side of 20, north side, westbound side traffic for 94. And so to get into the sheets, even with traffic lights there, is not going to be easy. To get out of it, it empties out onto the side street, Donner, which is the service road right next to the freeway, and leads into my girlfriend's subdivision. So it's a great location, but just making that turn in and out of Sheets location coming from east end of Chesterfield Township, New Baltimore area, it's going to be tough. And so I think Speedway still might win out on that, but it's all about location for sure. Okay, we know Anthony bowed out for now. Sean, are you back?
Yes, I am. I was at that Starbucks. Yeah, they're certainly permeating the area. There's no doubt about that. Same here. They got one at 12 and Mound, and they put one at 12 and Equinor. And there's one right around the corner at 13 and a half in Van Dyke. So it's like three of them all within a couple of miles. And I think they might be putting another one in at 14 and Ryan. I'm not 100% sure, but they tore a big building down there on the corner, and it's all flat land now. So every time I see that, I think, oh, another Sheets. So now I did a little research on them when they first announced they were coming, and seems like they're a decent company. Not 100% sure they're family owned, but I thought they was family owned, but I could be wrong on that. But I do know they're really big into supporting local sports, and they're real big in the hockey. So professional hockey, as far as that's their big sport that they're really behind. So I don't know if that's going to translate here, but that's elsewhere they've been. They seem to be real big in community things and professional hockey, supporting it, and that. So that's all good by me. And if they're family-owned, even better. But I don't know. That's a lot of stuff for a family-owned business. But then again, you got the Waltons, so I guess no surprise there. Who gets it after me? Dakota?
I think so. I don't know. The rotation's been beep-bopping around. I fixed the repeater. I don't know why, but I had to reboot ASL. It's annoying. Last successful reboot was April 3rd, and it was just... I could see it was receiving, it just wasn't transmitting. So then I rebooted the node, and voila. So I'm going to have to set something up to do that weekly. Yeah, that's a good point. There's the Waltons, who are everywhere, so I don't think Sheets is going to do that, but it's possible.
I'm looking forward to going to Bucky's. They opened up their establishment in... Huber Heights, near Dayton. So, I think that's north of the campground I'm going to be staying at. So, yeah, looking forward to checking that out. I wish they would come to Michigan, but, yeah, in Sheets, they, Allen Park, the dummies in city council, they voted them out of whatever place they wanted to go to. They would have got a lot of business out of Ford Allen Park Test Lab. But they got the location on Middle Belt, and they're right near the gas station suite at Wick and Middle Belt. He's charging, today I just drove by, he's charging $5.14 a gallon for gas. But if you're a smart enough tourist to go underneath the viaduct, the I-94 viaduct, there's Sheets, and I'm sure it's at least a dollar cheaper.
Yeah, I heard, I believe, Sean and Anthony having a conversation yesterday afternoon. They put a Sheets up at 9 Mile and I-94, and Sean in his previous conversation mentioned they tore down a big building to put one up in the area of 14 and Ryan. So I looked at the GPS, and I located the one at 9 Mile and I-94, and they tore down the Office Depot building to put that Sheets there. So if they're going to demolish an Office Depot standalone building to put a Sheets there, I can imagine what they're going to do at 14 and Ryan for sure. Bucky's, like I said, I've only had experience with them in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Atlanta because of some racing obligations that I do. And I just, like I said, just a quick comparison, I think Bucky's is better, and I still got to get a Bucky's Beaver. Those stuffed things, I guess those things are popular. I went to get one once, and they were sold out, so I guess they're like a collector's item. I don't know. I got my Snoopy. I don't need anything else, but it's just, you know, if we get Bucky's up here, I might get one. W8RCY. Sean, over to you, sir.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Well, well. Yeah, so Bucky's a whole different thing. I mean, I guess there's some similarities, but Bucky's is Bucky's. I've been there mostly in Texas. I got a few in Texas that I have hit on my way to and from Houston, so I don't have any plans to get back to Houston in the near future, so I'm going to have to wait till they come north. I suppose I'll have them here eventually, but, you know, they don't put in a lot. They usually pick somewhere out of town, you know, like on the outskirts of some big town. So there's one a ways out of Dallas. There's one a ways out of Houston on the interstate. And I'd imagine that they're going to put one in, you know, anywhere it's going to be. You know, they don't tend to put them in the big city. They put them outside of the big city on the open road, and they're a whole different thing, man. They're crazy. Sheets, on the other hand, is going for every street corner, and I don't know if that 14 mile and Ryan thing is going to be a Sheets, but boy, it's sure looking like the Sheets MO come in and just raise the ground to, you know, to raise it right down to the ground and then build a whole new one. They don't mess around. So I wouldn't be surprised if 14 and Ryan's another one, but we shall see. I mean, New construction's got to be making the city really happy, eh, Dakota?
I mean, it's going to bring revenue in, so they'll be excited about that. But there's no contest between Sheets and Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is like the gas station, and I hope at some point we get them in Michigan.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they would, or at least put one in Toledo. Yeah, I looked into Buc-ee's, and I forget if it's 35 or 37, but there's that many stores in Texas alone. And they're huge, although no semi-trucks. They sell diesel, but they only sell it to pickup trucks, and then they have their 120 gas pumps. That seems to be their usual flavor.
Well, time will tell for sure, but back to Sheets there for a second. I now am aware of five of them, and three of them just two of them have locations like right across the street or right there by a gigantic speedway. I noticed that with the one at 9 Mile and 94 when I heard the conversation about it. I said, what they do, take up the southeast corner where I think it's either a Mobil or a BP station. But that's kind of a small corner, so I'm thinking, where the heck are they going to put this thing with a speedway on the northwest corner? So I GPSed it, and per the conversation, I said, okay, it's back behind Speedway there. And what used to be Fred Roof Bowling Alley's a lot there decades ago. And I saw they tore down a building, and I looked at the building, I looked into the history, and Office Depot got torn down. So they're not afraid to, you know, like Sean said, raise the land to put one of these things up for sure. Even when they did 12 and Mound, I mean, they took out a bar that's been established there forever. But what are they right next door to, this new Sheets at 12 and Mound? A speedway. And it's like, are these two going to be into, get into like a little business and gas war? That'll be interesting to keep an eye on.
Well, Speedway is going to have to up its game. You know, the little whatever those little roll-up things just spinning around for hours in the, you know, on the counter. What do they call those things? That's not going to compete with the food services. They got to cheat, so they're going to either have to up their game or something. But, you know, they'll compete for a while. You know, they're going to have to price match probably for a bit. But most of the Sheets are, I don't know, what are they at? I wonder what they're at 23 Mile Road now that they've been there and established. But it is nice when they're new. You know, when they're new, you get pretty good pricing. And then if you take advantage of an adjacent station that's competing with them, you can really do good, particularly if you got rewards. That's what I did. So, but I've already said that story a couple of times. No need to repeat it. But it's good when they're brand new because there's deals to be had, I guess, is the bottom line.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't 7-Eleven end up buying Speedway and then they overhauled a bunch of the stores, but then some of the stores have not been touched? Is there truth to that?
Marathon Petroleum, they used to own the Speedway stations along with their Marathon stations, but I think a year or two ago, because I'm a stockholder, they spun Speedway off. So yeah, it could be 7-Eleven might have picked it up. I don't know who the buyer was.
W8RCY. The Speedways in my hometown of St. Clair Shores that I remember were originally total gas stations before they converted. And I don't remember 7-Eleven or anything associated in my history of business, that connection. So you got me on that one. But, it's like I said, this is all new, and we're just going to have to wait and see how it all plays out. Sean, go ahead.
God, I wish those numbnuts on the Flint repeater would get a clue about his repeater or about his radio blasting APRS packets. Clueless. He deserves to get chastised when we figure out who it is. And he should be embarrassed. I'm not going to say, no, it's okay, we all do it. No, no. When this guy gets caught, I'm going to say, no, you're an asshole. God. It's going on a week now. The guy has no clue. But I digress. I'm wound up. Dakota?
Yeah, I had some jingling try to cut me off at a merge to a 32-mile road, and now they've been tailgating me for about 5 miles on 53. They played chicken and lost. So, yesterday and today, man, I don't know what's going on, but people don't like to drive the right way.
Well, I'm almost at my house, so 7-3, I'll have a good day, KG-8-6-6.
Okay, Jerry. You have a great day. Enjoy your morning and stuff before you probably take a nap or whatever. All the best to you. Yeah, I think it's because the weather now is starting to change, and cars have been so dormant over the winter time that they have to blast the carbon out of their carburetors or fuel injectors. So people are just crazy. And what driving I did over the weekend between Madison Heights, Chesterfield, New Haven, Royal Oak, that loop. I mentioned the other day about how traffic was on M59. That shocked the heck out of me. But, yeah, people are just out there, and they just, and another thing is, like I say, tailgating. I'm very leery of tailgaters, and I'm not going to brake check anybody. I'm not going to tap my brakes. I'll just turn my turn signal on and just get out of their way and let them go. And then I usually meet them at the top of the exit ramp when I get off in a certain place, and it's like, oh, I saw that car before. Yeah, you know. But everybody's in a hurry to be first, you know. But, I mean, there's 1,000 cliches we could add to that, and we can go probably a good 24 hours with that conversation. But it is what it is, and I just, I think I only remember who I mentioned it to the other day. I said, I don't miss driving every day. I don't. And because of, like, you know, just the traffic on M59 alone and the stories we hear.
All right, guys, I have arrived at work. I'm going to get inside. I'll jump back on from inside because I'm way early today. So, all right, I'll be back. W8FU.
All right, John, I'll talk to you. I do have a question for you. If you hop back on later this morning, if not, I'll text you. But, yeah, no, everyone's always in a hurry. I mean, I'm not in a hurry, but I'm also not going to be an idiot to get to work. They've had, with respect to my wife, I'm pretty sure this is nothing more than a traffic slowdown. You can see the global light there. But at 32 and M53, they've had construction phones out for literally 3 weeks. I've not seen a single construction worker, but there's always a state cop there. And I am absolutely convinced there's nothing more than to slow people down, and I had 10 minutes to my drive.
Speaking of placing cops in certain areas, when I moved out here 12 years ago and 696 was wide open and no construction or anything else, I used to listen. I could pick up some of the scanner traffic for the state troopers, and they put a spotter like in the area of I-75, 696, and the troopers would be lined up on an entrance ramp about a mile and a half to 2 miles down the road. Trooper would say, black Corvette, all black, tinted windows, left lane, 87 miles an hour. So when he gets to the point where all the cops are lined up on the entrance ramp, they've already got their speed up to where when the Corvette goes by, they got them pulled over immediately. And I've not heard that in the last, well, few years, obviously, probably because of the construction out here on 696 west of I-75. But, yeah, those guys used to sit up there. And if you're going the opposite way, you can see them on the entrance ramp. And it was kind of cool to watch them sit there and do those kind of things for sure. Good old days of speed traps. Kind of miss them, but those are the days for sure. So I will let you get to work safely. I'm going to get my day started. Everybody else who's ever out there or can hear my voice, all the best to everybody. Enjoy the weather before the rain comes through, which I don't think will be heavy. Most of the rain will stay to the north from what I'm seeing on the news. WARCY, have a good day, everybody.
All right, Donald, we'll catch you later. NAPBF.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa, Alpha, Mambo, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Lid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, test.
Connected to CMN Network.
WFSM.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Damn it, Ted.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Alpha, monitoring. Winslow Hill repeater.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Lima Lima in the mobile. KF8DRC from WDHKLO. KF8DRC, WDHKLO. Clear, WDHKLO clear.
WDAKL on the mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KZZZ monitoring. KOL on the mobile monitoring. KOL, where are you on mobile? WDKOL, I'm calling. KE8VSI mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8VSI mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCKJO. How are you on this wonderful warm day?
Coming down from Lapeer, going back to the office in Auburn Hills. So my coworker could drop off this temporary vehicle he's driving so I can take him to Richmond to pick up his service vehicle.
Alright, very good. That sounds like easy peasy.
Oh yeah, it should be pretty quick and then be done for the day.
Nice. Just ventured with KZ8Z Dave to downtown Utica, the Shamrock there, and got a burger. It was delicious, just to get out of the house. Now I'm heading back home.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm just eating snacks, meat sticks, cheese, yogurt, apple, bottle of water. Trying to stay away from the bad stuff. Except for the weekends, that's when I pig out.
Ah, very good. You do very good, Ben. Nothing wrong with that on the weekends. I never succeeded at any kind of diet change, but I do certainly need to. So maybe someday.
Well, it's kind of highly recommended by the cardiologist and the ER doctors. Like, you know, reduce my stress level because I have hypertension. My cholesterol was up there and my A1C was going up instead of down. But now A1C is 5.5. My cholesterol is back within normal range. And my blood pressure is staying good, so, and I'm walking more, so all things for the better.
All right, yep, very good. Sometimes our bodies and our doctors tell us things we need to do, and that generally helps when you do it. So I'm glad your stuff's lining up.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't come out to the North End breakfast this time.
Yeah, I heard about it a couple days before, and I made a mental note because I wanted to do it. And then I was knee-deep in a project with my old telescope, And I got up Sunday morning and started diving into that, and by the time I realized I missed it, I think I heard Wally shout out on a radio after 10 o'clock, and I looked up and went, oh, wow, I just completely missed breakfast. So hopefully I'll just set an alarm next time or a reminder of some kind. But, yeah, how did it turn out?
Oh, pretty good. KFADS was there. Wally was there with his wife. I was there with my wife and my daughter and her boyfriend. I said Dave had his two kids with them. Mike was there, NABDC. Dave, K8NYU, or YNU. Sean was there, of course. Sean's predecessor. County was there, and a couple of movie guys. So it was pretty good. It was a good turnout. We'd like to see more, but it was a pretty decent turnout.
W8RCY, Adobe was there.
All right. And good afternoon, Don. So you joined as well. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it. It just time got away from me and I forgot. Oh, well.
I was kind of sort of the gate crasher.
W8RCY was there.
Tim.
You know, haven't seen his face for a while.
NRO or MRO.
Oh, yeah, dirty
animal. We got into talking. So, yeah, I had a good time. The food was great. I'm glad I went. And I think it's the second week in June, the second one. And I think it's the 12th, but I'm not sure again. But whatever the second weekend in June is, that's what it'll be, the second Sunday. So hopefully you can make it next time. W-E-R-C-Y, I'm going to get out and let you guys continue on.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. We're glad to be done. The first breakfast, so.
All right, very good. Well, I am approaching the home, so I'm going to get out of here. And, Tom, you're getting a little fringe right now, barely making it in on that last one. So I don't know if you need to switch repeaters or what. KE8VSI, I'll be clear after yours.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to power up on here in, or, or something like that. I'm up here. All right, have a good one, Greg. You can hear me. John, hello, goodbye. Good to do it, both KE8VSI.
Alright, just so you know, I caught the tail end of that. I heard, I made out that you were in Ortonville, and so just to let you know, still readable, but in and out. KEAPSI.
My car says 77.
You must be further north. It's KPIA. Copy that, you're in very much in and out.
Peterman here, speaking at 24 miles.
I think you heard 24 mile. Which repeater are you on?
Not sure, it's giving me the name and the frequency.
Okay, if you're out on the east side there, you probably want to be on Richmond. Very spotty. Sorry, try your call one more time and your name.
I don't know if that was a high power or low power.
Okay, that was a little better. Still didn't copy the caller name.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Victor, India, Juliet.
Okay, W-A-V-I-J.
Cape here. Okay. Name is Phil. Papa Henry in Lima.
Yeah, name here is Sullivan. Sullivan.
Okay, I think you said Gulliver, who lives and travels. So, I think you're out at the end of your string there, so I'll let you go and maybe you get closer. This is K8PR, 73.
73, WAAVIJ.
I wonder if he's ever talked to Greg.
Very similar call. One letter difference.
Yeah, I was like, when he said that, I'm going to say, oh, it's Greg, but he didn't sound like Greg. And I caught the A.
Yeah, wow. I got to go home and put shorts on. Amazing.
I don't know. Seeing you in shorts is amazing.
Have you ever seen a bird watt meter give bad readings?
I don't want to say no, because it's possible you could have a defective element, a mismarked element, you could have a bad meter movement, but it's pretty rare. Now, they can be off by more than you would expect, but it's usually always within the full-scale deflection percentage and all that stuff. So, just standard analog meter deflection, percentages apply.
All right. Because they got that one at work that I hooked it up in series with the Avi, and I was checking the output of some handhelds, and I know they're supposed to be about, between 4 and 5 watts, and the bird was reading like 2, and the Viavi was reading like where we were supposed to be, like 4.5 to 5, and I said, that's strange, and I tried different elements, I got a 5-watt element, a 25-watt, and they were all reading low, and so... Anyways, I'm taking it home and comparing it against mine to see if there's some issue.
What slug did you have in it? Did you have like a 5-watt slug in it when you were doing those readings?
Yeah, I had a 5-watt and a 25 and a 100. Trying all different ones, and they were all reading too low.
Yeah, if you're measuring what you believe to be 4.5 watts, that Viavi should be traceable, although we know the story on that Viavi and its erroneous power reading, so that could be coming into play. But if you're on a 5-watt scale and you're showing 2 and you're hoping for 4, I mean, that's way outside of the, just the deflection error, or the percentage full scale.
Yep. Yeah, and I put, I have 2 radios that I know what the output is on them, my Anytone and my XTS, and I know what the output, and the Viavi was correct, but the bird was not.
Yeah, just make sure, the problem with the bird is that, it's going to sum, any reflected power. So if you're looking to do a, to analyze how accurate it is, make sure you're into a dummy load or something like that. You know all this, but... yeah, that's interesting. So, be curious. All right, I gotta jump. I got some phone calls I gotta make and stuff I gotta do. But I am curious. Gulliver, is that a grand? I think. Yeah, it looks like a grand.
Say it again. I missed that.
No, right at the tail end, I was asking Gulliver at the picture if that's a Garand. I think it is.
Yes, it is.
All right, very cool. I've got one myself. So great piece of history right there.
Okay, what are you looking at, Georgie? I'm thinking, maybe there's some kind of a pickup mechanism to sample the RF. Maybe there's something bad there.
Class, not the as issued class, so I was, because of all the modifications to the right, so I was in the unlimited class.
All right, well, your signal's a little weak, so maybe sometime when you're a little bit better in, we could talk. There's a lot of guys on here talk pew-pew, so, good there. All right, I do got to get out of here, and, Phil, check that out. I don't know of anything in particular, make sure the contacts are real clean, inside the, where it makes contact with the slug. Honestly, I don't know. Good luck. Let me know what you figure out. They're not quite the end-all be-all that one thinks. All right, I got to get out of here. W8FQ.
All right, the identical one. I'll just compare mine to that one and see what, but that's a good idea. Make sure the contacts are clean. Excellent idea. All right, catch you later.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
AAB.
What's shaking down? Just getting out on the road, a little ahead of schedule.
Very good. Just heading to the accountant's office to pick up the taxes. She messaged a little while ago. And now that I'm halfway there, I'm remembering that I forgot a check. I had given them an extra check when I dropped it off, and I hope that they still have it. Otherwise, I'll have to go back.
So this is very, very loosely related to taxes. Because I got like two house payments left, and I've never paid it off early just because of the rate I got. It's like, hey, you're never going to get money that cheap. but it raises the specter of I'm going to have to do my own thing for taxes, which I've never done before. It's not a big deal, not that much, anything like that, just set it aside. But I also need some money for some projects, and I'm guessing mortgage rates are probably still the lowest game in town, even though they're probably elevated a little bit. What are they running right now?
Yeah, probably a home equity loan is higher than your average. See, your mortgage rates right now, like 30-year fixed rates around 6.5. 15-year fixed, if you did a 15-year mortgage. Those are less, I think they're about 5.75 right now-ish. If you did like a home equity loan, that's going to be higher. That's going to be 7 or 8%. Home equity line of credit is going to be similar. You might look at it as a 10-year fixed or a 15-year fixed, probably your best rate, and probably mid high five.
Well, my company got bought and sold several times throughout its life,
And the most recent one was a sale to Rocket. I've heard horror stories. But they have been bugging me here at the tail end that, you know, talking about how I don't know if it's remortgage or whatever, but at the same rate I've currently got my mortgage, and I'm like,
Yeah, probably worth asking. If you've got a rate that's lower than anything I just said, yeah, you might want to ask some questions, because you could get some money maybe cheaper. Read the fine print on the closing costs. They have your reputation for not really giving you all the numbers until the last minute. But could be an option. Cheaper than a signature loan at the credit union.
Yeah, maybe. But my credit union's been very, very good. So I'm going to definitely call them, too. But now I got to think, when you talked about insurance, I got to thinking about if I refi, then I don't have to worry about it. It just be rolled in. Well, not refi, but if I remortgage. But there's probably no way that, I don't know. It's going to be a different world. Like I said, I don't know how many payments I got left, but one or two or something like that. And then I'll be so sad no more house payment.
Well, you might want to check on it, because if you've just got a few payments left, there may be a fine print that you've got to, you know, get the new one initiated and get it, you know, all that stuff prior to the existing one, you know, getting balanced and discharged. So you may be down to the wire on that. I'm assuming there's something like that, but you can't just start a new mortgage after the old one ends. You've got to do it while you have the current mortgage, and, you know, those things take time. So you don't want to be in the middle of the process when you write that last payment and the discharge starts turning. I mean, if not, then you just wait for the tax bill to come in the summer and pay it at once. And the insurance, too. It does force you to shop around, because now you got to think about it. You see that you got to write that check a few times a year rather than just look into the mortgage payment.
Of course, my taxes are so low where I'm at, you know. My taxes is about like one house payment. So, my insurance is, not terribly far off that either. So I'll be going from making 12 house payments a year to making 2.
Oh yeah, don't give me a second thought then.
But like I said, I've got some things I need to do, not want, need to do. And, you know, they add up. You know, it's like, well, if I'm going to spend $15,000-$20,000 on the garage, and I'm going to spend, you know, another, you know, $5,000, you know, to 10, you know, property, and, you know, now we're up to 30, and then I got another 20 I probably got to spend interior, remodeling the bathroom and some other stuff, and, you know, so now we're up to 50, you know, it's like, at what point do I say, maybe I do take this, and I could go get the cash, but I really would rather not do that, because I have to, you know, it's all wrapped up in 401s and other various things, so. And some of the money I won't have until I actually leave my employee, so. Some of those monies are locked until then, so. At least for a little while, I got to carry some more loan. I gotta figure it all out. I got to do it pretty quick here. I got to get this stuff all done, because I count the hours almost.
Well, good. Yeah, get her done. Not to change the subject, I was looking earlier and it looks like we're supposed to get weather tonight. Slight chance of severe storms and slight chance of a tornado or something. So watch the weather overnight.
I hadn't heard anything past this afternoon. I knew it was supposed to skirt south of us, I think, or north of us. I think it was supposed to be skirt north of us. and that was through the afternoon. I didn't hear anything more. I mean, if you look, it looks like there's potential out there in the sky, but weather's certainly nice. I'm reading a balmy 81 here in the, according to Ford Motor Company. So, just a nice day.
Yeah, it's, it says it's 82 here in Royal Oak. I'll go with that. Yeah, nice. I had a, one of the things I was going to do this morning when I had extra time from the canceled appointment was I was going to bring the screens upstairs from the basement for the family room windows and get the little brush vacuum out and get the screens all cleaned off from last year's junk and get them popped back in those windows and open them up. And I didn't do that yet. So I got to do that. I should do that this evening.
Yeah, you don't have central there, right? So I'm sure that would be, you know, we just ignore it all. We just go right from locked up in the winter to heat to locked up to AC. It's terrible. If I had it my way, I wouldn't turn on the air until July, but Andrea won't have it. My God, what is going on here? Traffic is absolutely ridiculous here today. Trying to get home and Grosbeck is just traffic, bumper, bumper. Then it rolls for a little bit, then another bumper. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Now, funny you should mention, because Woodward's the same way. It's twice the cars on here than as yesterday. What was I going to say? Oh, man. What did you say before that? I had a comment that slipped my mind. Air conditioning, yeah. No central air. So we open our windows about April and we close them in about October, give or take a little.
Well, you do some room air conditioners, don't you?
Yeah, so there's a window unit in the bedroom and then there's a window unit in the office, and it's kind of an oversized unit, so it takes care of the office and kind of the middle part of the house. And then there's a little R2-D2 style unit up in the library for the, if I want to do music stuff up there. And if it's really, really humid out, we'll close up the house and we'll run, you know, they kind of run full time, but it keeps the humidity down to a tolerable level. But if we have a cool evening or something, absolutely, you know, they won't run. So we gotta open up, which is nice for fresh air. But yeah, if it's unbearable sweltering, we can at least be comfortable.
All right, there you go. Yeah, some sort of craziness on Grosbeck, Alpha 16. Seeing all sorts of flashers, everybody getting funneled off in the one into the left turn lane. So luckily I was able to get peeled off the 16 mile road, so I'll just make my way across 16. I do that most of the time anyhow. But yeah, we did that for a number of years. We did air conditioning units. We had one in the bedroom and then one in the living room, a bigger one in the living room, and it worked for the most part. But like you said, they ran all the time. And then of course the other rooms got really hot. Now we got the central, and I tell you, an old house like ours with a poorly designed central air system, it doesn't work a whole hell of a lot better. Honestly, when I think of all the things that could be fixed in that house, I sometimes just go, why don't I just raise it, get a modular in here.
There's a case to be made for that. You know, newer plumbing, newer electrical, you know, just newer materials and standards and all that other stuff. I gotta merge here. Sorry, person, let's stuff animals all across your windshield or dashboard. There's a case to be made for just like, well, you know what, is it worth the time and effort and expense to do all the updates on, you know, something that fundamentally by design is not ideal. You'll figure out the right way when you get there. WAWGABB.
Heard you in there, Tom. Yep. Well, more on that. Go ahead, Tom.
Good afternoon, fellas. Yeah, traffic's not too bad on 32 Mile Road eastbound, going into Richmond. I don't know what you're complaining about over there in Clinton Township. KKKJ.
Yeah, the one day that you're actually up near home at the end of the day, I wouldn't trade my driving to yours. Although it's probably be okay getting out and about, but it's got to also get old when you got to go to Traverse City, do a job, and come home the same day. That's got to get tiring. But to the point about the house, yeah, so my plumbing, my HVAC is all cattywampus, you know. The house was in, you know, and then it was all retrofitted. It was probably an oil system that was converted to a forced air system that was probably running off, you know, oil and then switched over to natural. And it went from well to, you know, city, and it went from septic to, you know, to city and all that stuff. So everything's just not perfect, you know. It works, but it's not great. And, you know, really, you know, if I really wanted to do it right, I'd have to redo my electrical and a good portion of the house and my plumbing, you know, and most of the house. Even my gas piping is all, I'd like to get that all changed, you know, and the insulation is non-existent. It's horrible. The place leaks energy like a sieve, you know, and it's not easy, you know, with that old red blanket all collapsed between the walls. It's, you know, if you start adding up all these things, you know, well, $10,000 to fix this, $10,000 to fix that, another $10,000 to fix that, you know, $20,000 to fix that, you know, and then all this stuff. Well, hell, you can get a modular that, you know, and then when you're all done with that, it's not what you want. You know, it's because it's not really what we want in our golden years. We'd want like a single level, you know, everything on one floor. You know, when you consider that, I could spend all that money and have it all fresh and new and the layout I want, you got to consider it. I just got to be careful not to let my eyes get too big. You know, it's like, okay, so, you know, so I can't take my, you know, 1,100 square foot bungalow and then I want to turn it into a 1,700 or 1,800 square foot, three bedroom, three and a half bath, this, that, and the other. Come on, slow your roll there. You want to go for a better version of what you got, or are you looking to get a completely different? You know, because one of them says just sell and move, and the other one says, you know, be more practical. But I don't know. Decisions. Analysis paralysis.
Well, it's like my coworker sitting in my passenger seat, Brad. I mean, he lived in Mount Clemens there off of Harrington, had a little bungalow. And then when his son got his new job and stuff, he goes, Mom, Dad, I'm buying your house. Get out. And now he's out by me and Riley. And he went from... 1,100 square foot bungalow, and now he's got, what, 3,600 square foot modular home out in Riley on 2.5 acres. And he just built a mother-in-law suite and a 3.5-car garage with a whole big conference room, basically, on top of that. So, you know, yeah, the bonus room, that's what he called it. You know, so it all depends on what, you know, where you want to put your money at, kind of thing.
That's a pretty big upgrade. I don't have much to say to that. I will say that, you know, think about the land, too. You have location advantages where you are, and you're aware of that. So that's going to be part of the tipping point.
Yeah, well, like I said, the analysis paralysis always gets the best of me, and, you know, I got there's a couple of ways I can go. You can just walk away and go get something else. I've already kind of half ruled that out. You know, there's a, you know, I could add on to that one, kind of make, you know, what I want of the, keep the basic structure. There is something to be said about that. I may have to spend a few bucks and have somebody come in and kind of, like, tell me, you know, what, if I was going to, like, add the kitchen we want, you know, and the first floor laundry and the living area and everything and the extra bath over here, you know, and then white box the remaining portion and turn that into three bedrooms,
with a master suite and, you know, and all this, you know, what are we talking to do that? You know, because maybe leaving, you know, that leaves half the structure, at least the, you know, the roof, walls, basement, foundation, and the plumbing coming in and out, you know, at least. So you know, there may end up being my best bet. Granted, it leaves steps in the equation, but if they're just a few steps up into a sleeping area, you know, and then the rest of it's, you know, the day-to-day is all kind of more at the ground level, kind of a bi-level kind of an affair. I don't know, you know, so, you know, one thing's for sure, if I don't get moving on the project, it ain't going to move.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like Brad's saying, it just pays up, you know, what do you want to do? You know, where do you want to go? Do you want to stay in Madison Heights, or do you want to come out this way? You know, and, I mean, it's just him and Amy. And the upstairs, I mean, his kids are grown like yours, and it's just extra space. The kids come over for the holidays, they crash in one of the rooms. Amy's got the, you know, the space above the garage, which is about 900 square feet, and that's basically her craft area, and she does scrapbooking and classes and stuff like that. You know, it's just an open space. You know, we use it when we do, instead of going to the office for online training, we go to his house and hang out upstairs or hang out on the deck. You know, so it all depends on what you and Andy want, you know, once you retire. You want to stay there and spend the money and build up that one, or do you want to start fresh and get a nice little piece of property? You can sit back in your deck with a cigar and a whiskey and just enjoy the nature.
Got all that. Have no desire to move up in the septic fields and well water. So that's not even an option.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on my understanding of the situation, that the desire is to be able to say yes to all of those things. yeah, and I'm changing subject here. I made a mistake. I knew exactly where I was trying to go, and I had two different paths that I could have taken, and I took by far the dumber path. It was all on me. Anyway, so, well, I think that once you get retired, you got a project, and one that you'll have a, you know, good return on. You'll enjoy the results when they're done.
I should get my kid to pay for it. Say, here, this will be all yours when I die. No, I don't know. I like where I'm at. I've got the property. I can do the deck and the cigar. I got all that. I don't have to. I've got, I would say better, because I'm country in the city. And no desire to, if it were just me, I would be doing that. I would probably just be packed up. And matter of fact, it might be shocking what I do. If it was just me, but it's not. So staying down here in the burbs in the city is kind of my desire. You're not going to get a better piece of property, and you know, I'm not terribly upset with the area. I like the fact that I can ride my bike and or walk, and I can be in Royal Oak or Ferndale and all that stuff. Those are important to me. I've got deer living in my backyard, foxes, stuff like that. So I kind of got the best of all worlds. And like Andrea will not tolerate well water. Septic and propane I could probably deal with, but well water's out of the question. And I do not want to hear about how I got this reverse osmosis system and you can't tell. I don't want to hear anything about it. We're not doing well water. So that's the number one thing. You know, the other things I could probably deal with, but we're not doing well water. In retirement, and we want to be close to services. You know, I don't want to drive 20 minutes to, you know, to get to a department store, or a drugstore, or medical, you know, decent medical facility. You know, in some case an hour. Those days are over.
Well, then I would say build, and make it the way that you and Andy want it. I mean, that's what I forgot, that you got property there. And it's a decent sized property too, especially where, you know, the location that you're at. So, yeah, I'd say go for it, redo the house the way you want it, and then when you pass on to a higher ground, I was just going to go down the grass and turn right. Then, yeah, then the kids can take it over or whatever else. So, or just sell it. But, yeah, go for it. Get it all changed up the way that you and her want it.
Yeah, but you got to get it. The clock is ticking. I got to jump out of here. I am pulling into the accountant's office. They're going to hear the bad news. I'll catch you guys in a bit. K8BB.
All right, good luck. Break a leg, I guess. Who doubled with Don?
That was me. I was just wondering if Andrea knew about Amy.
Amy? Who's Amy?
Oh, my coworker's wife's name is Amy. And like I said, they said they, you know, they got the house that they wanted, and they set it all up together the way they wanted it. You know, with the property and all his toys are there. But Andy wants a new kitchen, and I think Andy should get a new kitchen. KKK Joe. Hello, Lance. Pass it over to Sean when you're done.
Just throwing the comment in the peanut gallery. Maybe it went.
Good afternoon. Yeah, just once again pondering what to do. I think I've determined that we're going to stay whether I do something with the existing structure or just give what we want. I want to kind of just, I've been looking at these modulars and God, they're nice. You know, they just come in 2 days. They can put you a brand skippy new place up. It has all the things you want in a modern house, you know. Get it all at one level, get a ranch, you know, get 3 bedrooms, you know, 2.5 baths, and, you know, kind of that open, you know, kitchen, open to the living area, you know, just, you know, nothing exotic, but and I couldn't make what I got into that, so I'm going to have to figure out how much it's going to cost to make this into something like that, and then how much is it going to cost for me to go get, you know, something like that and just have it plunk down on my lot.
Well, yeah, everything is there. They just take it, drop it, and then you're done. I mean, get rid of what's up there and put it on the foundation that you got, unless it's cobblestone, and I'm saying no.
Well, it has to be the right dimensions. You can't just throw on any foundation.
Well, at best, I could make it a really deep crawl, you know. And then because it sticks out of the ground about 3 foot, you know, so it's short as it is. It's not got 8 foot ceilings. It's got like 7 foot ceilings, Michigan basement, I think they call that. And 3 of those feet are above ground, which is part of the problem. You know, there's 3 foot to get in and out of my house everywhere. And as we age and our joints start to get bad, I don't want to be going up and down steps all the time for laundry and all that. So I suppose I could get it taken down to, you know, just a crawl, you know, and then I'd still be able to utilize the plumbing and, you know, the elite water hookup and all that stuff. You know, that might be a way to go. And I'd use a portion of it. It's cinder block. I don't know how that fares, but, you know, and I don't know, is it even worth it at that point, you know, for, you know, four foot of, you know, about half the imagined foundation. So I would have to look into that. And then if I do that, of course, I got to find some place to live while it's being done, because that's got to get demolished and carted away, and everything's got to get prepped and set up and ready to go. And then they bring in the modular and drop it. So I'm going to be spending a few months at minimum living somewhere else.
Well, you're right where I'm at. I have a, what is it, 2-bedroom, 1.5 bath, farmhouse on a cobblestone foundation, so Michigan basement. The back add-on was 1950, but the original construction was 1929. And and you go in my back door, and that's the laundry area, and then there's the door that goes down to the stairs that used to be those double doors that you open up to get into the roof cellar. And I still have, I mean, it was a flip, so I got all new electrical, plumbing, gas lines, you know, all that stuff, and sewage. But if you go down, you can see the timbers and the old knob and tube in areas. But if I was to do anything like that, I want to dig out the other portion of the house and expand it. But a lot of work, a lot of money, and I'm in no real rush. But I get what you're saying. I like to do that, too. Eventually, we'll see what happens. Go ahead. Who's out there? Lance? KKKGO.
I guess I would say going modular, you're not going to get away from that those steps. I've got about 3 feet of steps for to get in my house. And, yeah, I mean, you're kind of tied to what the foundation of the house needs. So it's you have to be the right shape, not just height. You got to, you know, your width and length too. So you might be better just pouring a new one off to. On the side of your house, and then drop the new one on, and then demolish the old one.
Well, why would a modular have to be 3 foot off the ground? I mean, why couldn't you? That's going to be a function of however deep you dig the foundation. You know, if I dig the foundation right down to ground level, or maybe a few inches above it, you know, then that's where it gets dropped, right? What am I missing?
You got ground contact clearances and stuff like that you need to account for too, and foundation venting and all that jazz.
Well, if I get much down that path, I'll definitely be inquiring about that, because, you know, part of the desire to bring in a modular is to have, I get it's probably not going to be, you know, right at ground level, nor would you probably want that, but, you know, one little step up, you know, one step up to the house level, you know, is one thing. But, you know, I've got, you know, 3 steps, and still one of them's, you know, it really should be 4 steps to get to the house level at my place. And they didn't design the stairs right in the back, or, you know, and it's just a pain. So... Anywho, figure it all out. Enough on all that.
I mean, if you put it on a slag, you're still going to have, when they put the base of the structure down, you know, you have to be above, you know, the slab has to be above the ground for water and things like that. Because if you have it level, then when the water leaks in, then it's going to rot the wood in the base of the foundation of the house. So you always want to have it raised. I mean, my son's having that issue. He's on a crawl space, which keeps, you know, everything up and keeps the wood dry. And me having the Michigan basement, I have a dehumidifier that runs constantly because of the moisture level coming through the cobblestone foundation.
You don't have to worry about the wood because you're on a truck chassis. There's still the steel chassis underneath all that. So that's what takes up your space. You got a big truck chassis that you got to be able to handle. And yeah, it's, I don't think you're going to get down to ground level, even if you did that.
What truck chassis are we talking about? The one that transports it?
Yeah, that stays with the house. They take the wheels off and the hitch, and that stays with the house.
If that's what you're looking
and
at.
You're not
you're
talking
like
about a mobile
light or something like
you're
that?
You're talking about a prefab.
Light to go on it? Yeah, they truck it in, and then it's a steel chassis. Now, another coworker, he has a double wide, more or less, modular, and they built a center block foundation, and they popped it right on there with the center support. And it's really nice, and it's all one level.
We are talking about, like, modulars, prefabs, not
mobile homes, right?
Oh, yeah, the modulars are just, they come on a truck, but not a truck cab.
Yes,
they mobile home, I
guess. Yeah, that's what I've got, is a double wide.
And the modular all comes in pieces.
On a, actually a poured foundation.
When it gets to the roof, it's like a,
still on the truck chassis, and they just bolted
it up, and then they
bolted
it up.
Attach the wood to the truck chassis, and just slide it up the, slide it over the foundation, and take the wheels off.
Well, there's a whole bunch of double in there. I'm not sure if my question was answered or not, but you know, I'm not talking about basically what you see in a mobile home park, so I'm a little perplexed that they would have a truck chassis attached to them. All right, anyhow, I'm home anyhow, so we'll have to pick it up some other time. W8FU.
Okay, so you want a modular home, not a manufactured home. That's the difference. KCK Joe, 73 Sean.
I guess they're all different names for the same thing. I don't know. They're kind of, the manufactured homes are a little fancier than, you know, the old trailers, but they are kind of built very differently.
Well, from what I understand, is prefab or modular is basically, you know, 16 on center, drywall, all that stuff. You know, whereas manufactured, you know, is a whole different building design, and you know, and that. So, and I've seen some of those that I could live with too. Honestly, you know, it's like I'm just not sure I'd want to do that permanently on a city lot like this. That's, well, it'd be better when I got. All right, anyhow, I'm home. W8FU.
Foggy in the morning. You on your way home, Lance?
Yeah, I'm at the bus stop getting the kids a special day. So, but... yeah, mine's 16 on center with, it's not drywall, it's, like, fiber, or, what do they call it, it's a, like a thinner drywall that has wallpaper already on it, and the outside sheathing is, like, masonite with aluminum foil on it.
I think you call it gypsum board.
Yeah, that's it. I guess I'm my coworker. His house is, you know, 16 on center, but if you go upstairs and, go in, like, the storage area, you see the hinges for the roof, how they just lifted up the frame and just bolted it together and put on the, sheeting and the ice shield and the shingles and stuff like that. That's a modular home. It comes in pieces. It's, like, it's prefab. And, you know, they just put it all together. Walls were built, and they just stick it all together and bolt it together. Where a manufactured home is more similar to a mobile home, is what they used to call it. And that one comes in on a truck. You know, two halves are built separately, and then they just put it together.
Yeah, so it is. It's wallboard or something. It's real thin. It's like a half inch, not even. Maybe 3/8 thick. It's kind of a different material.
Yep. You know, it's got the insulation in there. Some is thicker than other. I don't know, his house is pretty cool. I like his house. Like I said, and then another coworker, he's got, you know, basically it's a big, huge double wide. But they planted on a foundation, which is a basement, and then they put the supports in the center. And you got that center joist all the way down the length of it, like 80 feet long.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what we saw on your house line one time. It looked like a manufactured house, but it was on a full basement. And instead of having a big center beam, it was all like wood laminated together. It was really weird.
Right back, got a phone call.
ABY.
Sears and Mount. KCKGO.
Got too many radios?
One can never have too many radios. No, I was talking with you, then my coworker called me. I'm like, what'd you forget in my truck? He goes, nothing. And he was letting me know that he's got to go take his personal truck on Thursday down south, down to Jim Cosley, his diesel. And there was something else, and I totally forgot what it is. So that's all. He was just updating me.
Yeah, that's, my coworkers, he's got a diesel truck that's been out for like a month. He hasn't been able to get anybody to work on it.
Yeah, I think he's just taking it in for diesel service or something, so he takes it down to the dealership. Oh, that's what it was. He goes, where'd you go? I said, I got to go down to Myers in Lenox. I got to pick up spaghetti sauce. He goes, what, Kroger doesn't have it? I said, not a specific one. You know, I get the Prego sensitive stomach kind of stuff. And that's the only one that my system can tolerate.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, there's some of those that you can only get in certain places.
I like the Prego because it's got a little bit more sweetness to it. We tried the Raul or Rayo or whatever it is, and it's got too much oregano in it, and I'm not a big oregano fan by any means. I like basil more than I like oregano, and that one was just getting, you know, expensive. It was like $12 a jar. So I went back and tried this Prego one time. I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So that's what we use. I mean, I throw a little bit more extra oregano in there because my wife likes oregano. But then I throw a bunch more sweet basil in there and some garlic and some onion powder. But the regular version is just meh. I don't know what it is, but it just tears up my gut.
Yeah, too much acid in it, too much acidic.
Yeah, I think too much acid and there's something else in there. I put fresh mushrooms in mine instead of the canned mushrooms, and it doesn't have the chopped onions in it. I put a little bit of onion powder, and that's it. And my system's like, oh, I can handle that. So we've been living with that one, and I like it. I'll eat a ton of it. I love my pasta, so that's one of the one things that I gorge on.
Yeah, all I do is gotta break down and make the ex-wife's recipe for spaghetti because that's the only one the kids will eat, so I'm too lazy to do it.
What kind of spaghetti, I'm sorry?
The ex-wife's recipe that she makes, it's the only one. I tried making spaghetti with regular sauce that I get from the store, and kids wouldn't even eat it.
Well, I had a homemade spaghetti recipe, and I lost it. Don't know what happened to it. But sometimes I just don't have the time. I mean, you know, Roma tomatoes and all the seasoning and the spices. It's just a lot of work, and I don't have time for a lot of work, you know, lately. I think once things settle down, then, yeah, maybe I'll try doing that. I've made beef barley soup. My wife makes good chili. You know, she makes it the way I like it. We've tried it with, you know, we love venison chili, so we'll try to get venison and do it that way. But alas, I have arrived at the Myers, and I'm going to go in there and see if they got my spaghetti sauce. So I'll chat with you when I get out, if I get out fast enough. KCKGO.
Yeah, Buster Brian, you're presenting 7388.
73KCKGO.
K8BB.
AB8OY. KCKGO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Are you done at the bus stop, or are you still waiting?
Yep, I've got them and just about home.
Oh, did I send you a Discord on my new toy?
I don't know, did you?
Picked up a 2016 Interceptor on Wednesday, fully loaded.
I know you're talking about getting that. I think I saw any pictures of it, though.
Yeah, I'll send them to you on Discord when I get home. I didn't know if I told you or not. My daughter's got it right now. She did the oil change on it, replacing the windshield wipers. And I got new tires on it. And doing the trans fluid and checking the rear diff. And she's doing a once-over on it at her shop. So I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's good to get the family discount and that sort of thing. Anyway, I am pulling in here, gonna make dinner and all that jazz. I'll talk to you later. Give me a while.
Alright, go get the meals made. I still got a little bit before I start making dinner. My daughter doesn't get off till 7, so. Alright, talk to you in the morning. 73. KCK Joe.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Does anyone have a monitor thing up to give me an idea of how much RSSI I have?
This is an analog system, so we don't have that information available to us. We can do it the old-fashioned way, give you a quieting report.
What did you say? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. I understand that digital doesn't, but I don't, a quieting report? Because I've not heard of that before.
Yeah, so this is analog, so we don't have the benefit of the RSSI readings or anything like that, or a dashboard of that nature. But what we do typically on an analog system is we'll tell somebody if they're full quieting or if they have a little bacon fry or popcorn or whatnot. And so, you know, you're coming in relatively full quieting, so that would indicate you're saturating the receiver and you have a very good signal into the repeater. I can't quantify it. I can give you a guess, but basically we just say you're perfectly readable. I'd have you key up again to see if you're full quieting, but you're pretty close to full quieting, which is good as it gets.
Thank you, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
All right, just for for future reference on the analog machines, generally if you're doing a check, so you could say you're full quieting. That means I'm not hearing anything but your audio, and it's nice and quiet. Or you've probably heard people when they're kind of like noisy. Sometimes it sounds like bacon frying, so you'll say you got some bacon fry. Sometimes you'll hear some static and pops. We call that popcorn. It sounds like popcorn popping. Or you're just flat up breaking up. But usually before you're breaking up or dropping, you either have one of those conditions, you know, popcorn or bacon frying. Highly technical stuff. All right, good luck. W8FU.
Thank you again, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Alrighty, yeah, Darren, I think it is. All right, Darren, take care. This is Sean, by the way. W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8CD Mobile.
KFASQ, I'm listening.
I'll say hello. How are you doing this evening? W8CD.
KFASQ, I think you're calling. Wait, can I see your call sign again? I didn't get it.
Whiskey 8 Delta Victor. Victor Delta, W8BD, W8 Victor Delta.
W8BD, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, how are you doing tonight? This evening, yeah. Same thing.
Just got leaving the airport, heading home. Got about a half-hour drive, maybe 40 minutes. So, was out to St. Louis for work. All done with that. So, went well, flight was unremarkable, weather was good, both directions, both times, so all good.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right. But you went to St. Louis, correct?
Yes, sir, right in the middle of the country.
Okay, did you have a good time over there? Like, did you do anything fun over there, or was it, like, just, like, work?
I wish. There's really not much to do in St. Louis, except maybe go to the Arch. Didn't do that. I was in and out, strictly work. Picked us up, took us to the conference, did the conference, took us out to eat, really nice place. Had the meeting today, 3:30 Central Time. They said the buses are out there to take you to the airport. So it was just one of those in-and-out events. When you get a little older, you'll see, you know, if you go to work, and you'll have a lot of little meetings like that. You know, in-and-out, no time to do anything. But St. Louis really doesn't impress me anyways, and I don't know if I would want to go downtown St. Louis right now. So at least not without a couple friends.
connected to CMN Network.
Okay, well, well, at least me, at least we had a nice place. Did you watch the Artemis 2 mission and the splashdown stuff?
We did watch it land. Then we left. We got tired of waiting for them to let them out of the space capsule. So we went out to grab a bite to eat. Let's see. Enjoying. I don't know why I should not be tired. I was going to ask you, did you get your node working yet? I heard that Sean and Dakota were trying to help you get it going.
Oh, about that. So when I was moving my Go Kit, I had a Raspberry Pi Zero out, and I may or may not have dropped the Pelican case on the Raspberry Pi, and it may or may not have bent to the PCB board and broke the copper computer connections. So that's kind of a step back, but I'm looking to buy another one. Other than that, though, they work.
Yeah, well, if all you're going to do is flip All-Star with it, which is fine, and it's fun, don't get me wrong. All you need is that little 2W0. You don't have to spend a lot of money on them. You can get them off Amazon or any other place like that, or even that Micro Center there in Troy. If you're ever in Troy, Micro Center stocks them as well. You can just grab one there. They're relatively inexpensive. That's all you need if that's all you're going to do. If you're one of those people that like to build things and make things and, you know, then get one a little stronger, get a 4 or a 5, you have other plans for it down the road. But for All-Star Node, the 2W is just fine.
Yeah, my Raspberry Pi 4, I short-circuited it. Do not talk today, jeez, I short-circuited it. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I touched a 5-volt pin and the ground pin, so that one was fried, so it was a big step back. Well, sadly, I'm going to go. I got to see dogs and clean up my room, but I had a good time talking to you, and you have a good night, and maybe I'll catch you on here later tomorrow. And again, this is KFASQN, clean your last. Oh, I'm 73.
You take care. W8, Victor Delta, mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is WEIJW calling CFOW. This is WEIJW calling CFOW. Calling for KFO WEV. If anybody can respond, this is W8IJW.
connected to CMN Network.
WFSM Mobile, apparently. Close, so you're actually going to DTX. Dust the cobwebs off of it. Looks like there's a nice lightning shepherd. The camera just went totally white. Yeah, I left. I swung it last night. Last night? To the east there, or to the west there, so you could see it. It looks pretty nice coming across. I could even see it on Mayville's cameras. Okay, you just see little bursts of light. like a flash for a camera. I think the Jake started up an NF on VHF.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I haven't heard anything. I might have the volume down too low, though, but it's nothing really near us yet.
We're around 2 a.m.
Well, if northern folks might get a little sooner, but yeah. Where's your Yeah, it's close, but it seems like it's kind of tracking northeast.
We won't get anything but rain. We never do.
Facebook.com video.
Oh.
Emmett County Emergency. Village of Alaska. Would you like to reply?
No.
Okay.
My dad's texting me Facebook links while I'm driving. Basically, it's falling in a valley between Grand Rapids and Bay City. Paying for the fact that I didn't go to the meeting Saturday, I did it. I called in instead of going to it.
I slept through the meeting. I was out late Friday for my birthday.
I didn't even do anything for my birthday. You didn't get a big booty hole, like I said?
Mike took me out to dinner. We're old. He took me out for a nice meal, and we went and saw a friend of ours afterwards. It was a good night.
No, I don't have one of those anymore, so since I didn't have to take myself out to dinner.
Code for something?
I told you. You need to get yourself one of those big booty hoes. I told you I already had one. Yeah, but you don't marry that.
I married well.
Yeah, Saginaw is getting a finger in. Bay City is getting the fingers of it. Alrighty.
Headed to White Lake.
That I am.
Okie doke. I guess I'll listen here then.
There might be some whirly bits over by Carson City. Yeah, when I saw the whirly bits by Greenville, I was like, uh-oh. Well, it's east of the plant, so it made me feel a little better, but yeah.
It's all angry over Oakland County, and then it hits the county line here, and it's like, perk. What happened?
It's from the Genesee County. It gets here, and half of it goes to Saginaw, and the other half goes to Oakland. That's perfectly fine by me. We can go right around all of us. Perfectly fine. Take the rain with it, too.
After all these years, I'm the same way. Just need crap out or go the other way. But spot. We got a bunch of new guys. They're all excited.
Get really some good carnage as long as it doesn't happen to them.
Right. Yeah, I should have done the right thing. Just went to bed. And set my alarm for, you know, a quarter or two.
Where's the fun in that? ABLA. I can see the county line ahead of me, WDFSM. Should probably flip over to Holly and see how that receiver's doing. Alright, here's me on Holly.
Just the mildest bacon fry.
Yeah, sounds fine, but if you're close to the hill, it'll be fine. It's like you get this couple miles away from it that he goes to shit, but I don't know, the camera came back, maybe the repeater did too. We'll see.
Nothing.
I'm just crossing on 60 and 75 right now, so just getting on 75 south. I can't see the hill. Well, can I see the hill? Probably.
This is clearly
fine there. It's when you get close to the door that you lose it. Well, let's see how far I can take it. Alright, I'm on 75 now. And go from one side of 60 Highway to the other side of 75 and 60. Hit the bug mark and find out when the hill dry enough to go up it.
It's probably not ready.
Yeah, last week there's still snow on it. Oh, I can actually see the hill. I got the lights on in the lift still. Might be able to use them again. What construction are they doing on 75 now? That was all last year.
75 is perpetual construction.
They're not done yet. They gotta do the median now. Joy. Alright. I made it to Green Shawl. Yeah, they shut it down for 15 miles to do like the 10 or so little crossovers. I think I heard they expect to be done in June though, so maybe. I think it'll be the whole summer.
I never buy their estimate.
Just like what they started doing on 69 yesterday, and they're like, oh, everybody can fit through this one lane, and semis couldn't. So their goal was to shut down the whole, they're figuring they're going to just shut the whole eastbound, or westbound shut down.
I'm ready to move to Ohio.
Okay, Sean.
I still root for the Lions. I don't go flying squirt about college teams. But I'd still be a Detroit, you know, Tigers, Lions, and Wings. And maybe Pistons again this year. Looks like they're doing well. It might be time to start following them again.
What about that sports ball? So I heard they won their last regular season game the other night. Did I not hear that right? Hey, B-1. Oh, Flip.
Yes, sir.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
All right, Kiki gets the console. Do the statement. There's some check-ins here coming. All right, Kiki gets best Holly 12345. This is KBTX, National Weather Service. Tornado Watch 113 in effect until 4 a.m. for the Cole DTX CWA. The net is now open and in standby. It's KBTX.
Macon from Macomb County.
Go ahead, Macomb.
Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo. Well, Macomb will be conditioned standby. WCAD.
Got you. Condition standby 2315. Saginaw County, standby for warning. Tornado warning issued for western Saginaw County and southeastern Michigan until 12:15 at 11:27. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Marion Springs or 11 miles west of St. Charles, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning issued for western Saginaw County and southeastern Michigan until 12:15. KADTX. Serious thunderstorm warning for Saginaw County and southeast Michigan, Shiawassee County and southeastern Michigan until 12:30. At 11:29, serious thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Marion Springs to near Elise to 7 miles northwest of DeWitt, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Again, serious thunderstorm warning issued for Saginaw County and southeast Michigan and Shiawassee County and southeastern Michigan until 12:30. KDTX.
Connected to CMN Network.
All right, Tim got you taken over for WCAD. Thank you. KDTX. Tornado warning remains in effect until 12:15 for western Saginaw County. At 11:36, a severe thunderstorm cable producing a tornado was located near Marion Springs or near St. Charles, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 12:15 for western Saginaw County, KADTX. Tornado warning has been issued for southern Shiawassee County in southeastern Michigan until 12:30. At 11:38, severe thunderstorm cable producing a tornado was located over Lanesburg, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning issued for southern Shiawassee County and southeastern Michigan until 12:30. This is KBTX. Thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 a.m. for Saginaw and Shiawassee counties. 11:51, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Bridgeport to near New Lothrop to near Lanesburg, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 for Saginaw and Shiawassee counties. KDTX. Tornado tornado warning has been issued for southeastern Saginaw County until 12:45. At 11:56, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 7 miles east of St. Charles, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Again, southeast, tornado warning issued for southeastern Saginaw County until 12:45. Get 8 BTS.
You're connected to CMN Network.